Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to Heather's news.
Well, guys, three people have been charged in connection with Liam Payne's death. So Argentinian authorities have ruled out self-harm of any kind or foul play in his fall from that hotel balcony. And they say he was in a state of either semi or total unconsciousness at the time. Now, one of the defendants was described as one of his friends who I guess had been like staying with him in the hotel, had been on this trip with him, was with him, they say, on a daily basis during his stay. This person has been charged with abandonment of a person followed by death.
Mm.
Yeah. The other two are charged with supplying him the drugs, including one of the hotel housekeepers who authorities believe delivered the drugs to him in this soapbox that was found in the room, because toxicology reports did confirm that he was under the influence for at least 3 days leading up to his fall. He had traces of alcohol, cocaine, and prescription antidepressants in his system. The whole story is so tragic.
It is.
The details don't make it any, not that it could ever be better, but yeah. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Police in northern Michigan say that they found several pipe bombs in a donated box at a thrift store on Wednesday.
What?
Yeah. So according to police, there was this employee at New Beginnings Thrift Shop. This was in Harbor Springs, and they picked up a cardboard box somebody had dropped off, right? And they discovered these pipe bombs. There was other things in the box too. There was tools and some other items, but obviously saw these pipe bombs, got a little concerned. So Michigan State Police Bomb Squad, the K-9 team was called to the scene. They did a whole x-ray of the pipe bombs. One of them was found to have a fuse and powder. So that bomb was taken by the police. They did sweep the entire business. No other explosives were found. Everyone's okay, but it's still under investigation. Mm. Where did it come from? Who dropped off that box? Why was it there? Mm-hmm. Right? All the questions you want to know. Kirk Herbstreit shared some devastating news.
I know. We talked about this yesterday.
We did. Yeah. Ben, his beloved golden retriever, passed away following a battle with cancer. So he had shared on his social media that Ben was undergoing chemo treatments, had lost like movement in its hind legs, couldn't walk. It was just a sad story, but was hoping that these treatments would help, but obviously he didn't. He shared on social media. He said, "This is really hard to write, but so many of you have loved and cared about Ben that I wanted to let you know. We found out today that the cancer had spread throughout Ben's organs and there was nothing left we could do. We had to let him go." It's really sad. And then he goes on to honor him and calling him like one of one. Said, "I've owned many dogs, but Ben was..." Well, Ben was one of one.
So things like this always happen in everybody's life.
Yeah.
And you know that you've got to continue to go and do your job. He has a very public job last night. Mm-hmm. He had to have energy. He had to be excited about football and all of this going on with, you know, having to put his pup to rest.
It's tough. I haven't had to do that yet. I've never had dogs up until the dogs that I have now.
Oh, really?
I've done it once with a cat. And that was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I was also pregnant, so it was like super emotional at the time. But that was tough. I've never had to put an animal down where you're there with it, watching this living being taking its last. It's tough. It's really tough. And something that a beloved animal, it's really hard. So That's him. Finally, some good news, you guys. Your Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost you less this year.
Turkey
and some of the side dishes are expected to be a bit cheaper this year thanks to some cooling inflation. So according to some data, this year's Thanksgiving dinner will cost $50.58 on average. That's about $3 less than last year, but it's still roughly $10 more than it was back in 2019. But still, some good news.
That's good.
Heather with the news.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.